In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We are joined right now on the Fan Hotline by our buddy, our friend, tremendous Steelers writer Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette. The Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Chris, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing today?
We are doing great.
You know what shirt he has on?
That is his Jackie Robinson shirt.
Okay.
Not his Robinson Township shirt.
Right.
One of the all-time me being an idiot moments, and there have been plenty of them, but that would probably go on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, so the hot rumor now, Adam Schefter saying the Steelers and the Dolphins have at least had preliminary discussions about Jonnu Smith. Good move or bad move if the Steelers were able to pull that off?
I'm not a fan of the Jonnu Smith move. Like, I get they're trying to add another offensive playmaker, but go get a wide receiver. You got the tight ends. Like, Pat Freiermuth is good. I think Darnell Washington still has potential. And you're not even using him that much. I think that, like, you know, when they get in the red zone, they could use him a lot more. I get that Arthur Smith probably loves Jonnu Smith. You know, he had him in Tennessee, then traded for him to get him to Atlanta from New England. And, you know, this would be a third time there for them reuniting. But I think that this team, if you're going to add an offensive playmaker, it's got to be a wide receiver. But the question for me will be the caliber of this playmaker that they should add. Because, and I think that's what they're trying to figure out right now, is what do they have in Roman Wilson and Calvin Austin and the guys behind DK Metcalf? If they look at these guys in these spring practices when OTAs and minicamp finish, and they say, okay, these guys are going to be either two really good wide receiver threes or one of these guys can be a wide receiver two, then they might say, you know what? We'll make a move, but it'll just be to bolster the depth, kind of like another Robert Woods signing. But if they look at this and they say, man, these guys aren't going to be good, then they might be looking at, hey, let's go make a bigger splash to try to bring a guy in to help right now. And Jonnu Smith, I think he had a great season last year. He made a lot of play for the Dolphins. He had the most catches, yards, and touchdowns by a tight end in a season in Dolphins history. But I'm not sure if tight end is the position you need to be addressing right now if you're the Steelers.
But I mean, obviously, you just alluded to it. I mean, he's not really a tight end. He's just a weapon. And who's to say, true, Chris, that, you know, if they do trade for Jonnu Smith, that they don't get an Amari Cooper or Keenan Allen? Like, would you scoff at that still? Would you still be like, ah, you still don't really need Jonnu Smith because you have Amari Cooper? Or would you be like, okay, like, we're cooking right now?
Hey, if you got both, great. I just don't know if they get a Jonnu Smith if they do go get an Amari Cooper. Mm-hmm. But if they did that, like I think Keenan Allen would be a really good mix with what DK Metcalf does. Amari Cooper could be a good mix. I think a route runner at the wide receiver position could be the right kind of mix up with what DK Metcalf brings to the table. And if they got both that and Johnny Smith, that's fine. And then, you know, you look at, you assume Aaron Rodgers is going to be in soon. Then you have, hey, you have even more talented tight ends, you know, Johnny Smith, and you can run the 12 personnel packages, you know, with him and Pat Freiermuth. You can have, those wide receivers move around, and then maybe you do have something going there. And look, the Steelers have money to play with right now.
Yeah, baby.
They have the cap space. They're probably not signing Aaron Rodgers for super money for just 1 year. So they have the room to play around. I think that's the thing, is they're keeping their eyes open. But I think Jonnu Smith is just like the Chris Olave situation. They're calling to say, hey, what you got here? And it's just that Jonnu Smith's in a position where he wants a new contract, and the Dolphins are like, we don't know because you're 30. That one could work out. But I'm sure the Steelers have probably made several such calls where they're interested in a certain player who might be at the end of their contract and might be someone that they're looking to poach. So I think the Steelers, though, they're going to be patient. They're going to wait this out. Omar Khan's going to be like, you know what? Let's wait until we see where the bigger fire starts, because at the end of the day, whoever they get, they don't want to compromise their draft situation next year, where they have 3 third-rounders, 2 fourth-rounders, 2 fifth-rounders, and those are the picks that they're planning to try to either help support them moving up to get that quarterback they want in 2026, or when they do get that quarterback, have the picks behind that to say, hey, we're still getting a decent class on top of that quarterback.
How much OTAs have you seen, Chris?
Every day.
I figured. I just wanted to make sure, and I've been reading your stuff. All right, maybe I haven't. I'm sorry about that. There's too much to read. There's too much to read, Chris. I got kids.
Right?
I don't know. I pulled the radio thing. You've been putting a lot of great stuff out there. I can say that confidently because we know how good Chris is. Haven't read it. So you talk about Roman Wilson and how he could affect what the Steelers are looking for when they go out and attempt to acquire another wide receiver. What have you seen from Roman Wilson? I realize it's football in shorts, but how does he look now compared to last year at this time, or even the end of last season?
He looks more confident in his ability to run different routes. And I think that's one thing I've seen compliments from the coaching staff when he's doing certain things. Last year, even with the limited time that we got to see him, he didn't do a lot of the little things, the getting low into his break, coming out low, and like those types of things you need to have to get loose when you're facing defenders. And he's doing those a little bit more consistently, definitely more consistently than he did last year. Now, again, it's football in shorts, like you said. The key is, will he be able to do this in August when they get to training camp, in September when they get to games? That we still have to see. But at this stage, where the few things that we can judge, I like what I see out of Roman Wilson. I also think his demeanor right now is, I think he's tired of waiting around and people assuming things about him, because he got hurt early last year and he didn't play. So people were like, oh, this guy's a bust. And he's had no chance to refute that. He has no chance to rebut that and say, no, I'm not a bust, I'm a player. So I think he's just kind of waiting his time out, and he's just like, yep, I'm working every day, working really hard. He's not going to say a whole lot because he knows words aren't going to fix anything. The only thing that's going to fix Roman Wilson in a lot of people's eyes is him making plays out there.
You talk about demeanor with Roman Wilson. How's Mason Rudolph's demeanor throughout OTA so far? Does he look like a guy that is that goes out there, that has command, that could be a leader, that wants to be the starting quarterback? Or is he a guy that kind of is like, oh, I'm going to look over my shoulder because I know that a Hall of Fame quarterback might be signed at some point?
I think Mason Rudolph has done an amazing job. Like, there should be a documentary on Mason Rudolph and just his – the way that he has handled his career, and there's got to be an appreciation for how he's done it. This is a guy who I think the challenge of this year of not knowing about Aaron Rodgers is nothing to Mason Rudolph compared to what he's gone through. You think back to when he was drafted in 2018 and Ben Roethlisberger said on the station, like, you know, hey, you know, I don't know why we got that guy. And so that onus is on top of him. The 2019, he gets to start and have his career. He gets decapitated by Earl Thomas. You know, he gets his head taken off in a very tough fashion. Then when he finally comes back, he gets assaulted by Myles Garrett with a helmet. Then he's accused with baseless accusations by Myles Garrett of using a slur. And then he gets benched for Devlin Hodges because he's kind of in his shell. And when he does come back, he gets his collarbone broken. That is one of the worst years I've ever seen for a quarterback in NFL.
Yeah.
Just like through experience after experience. And that did not crush him. He came back. He kept fighting. When he got his opportunities, and in 2023, which was his last year initially with the Steelers, he came back, won 3 straight games, got him to the playoffs. And in all of that, he stayed humble. And I think that that's where a lot of people have on this organization and on this roster in this locker room, they have such an appreciation for that. And he has an appreciation for that. So if I'm Mason Rudolph, I'm like, man, life has thrown everything at football you could throw at me. Crazy injuries, embarrassment from how I've been attacked, rough play, people booing me. He has come through on the better side of all of it. So if he's like, you know what, if I got to worry about a 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers, who cares? Mason Rudolph knows if he just as long as he shows up to the Steelers and he gives his best effort, they're going to like him. They're going to have him. And he's got a career. Like, look at Charlie Batch. Charlie Batch made a whole career being a good backup quarterback, made tons of money, and now he lives a good life, running a foundation and doing good things in his community. Mason Rudolph can easily make that for himself here in Pittsburgh, I think, with the way he's endeared himself. So is he stressing? No. He looks great at OTAs. He looks really comfortable. And I think he's in the position, like, he's like, yeah, you know what? I might get replaced tomorrow if this guy shows up, but I've been through worse. So I think Mason Rudolph, a study of how that man has gone up and down, who literally in 2023, after that first Bengals game, he told us, I was studying to be a real estate guy because I thought this was my last year. So, like, for him to go through that, I think this is nothing.
Chris Carter, our guest here on the Fan Morning Show. I'm going to throw some wide receiver possibilities at you, okay. And you give us a yay or a nay and why that player may or may not make sense. So the Packers, they have a ton of wide receivers, and Romeo Doubs is one of the guys that has at least been linked to the Steelers. Yay or nay, why not?
Nay on Doubs, just because I think that he is – I think he'd be the receiver I would add if I was really confident in Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson, because I think that he could be a solid, okay outside presence guy. He's 6'2", goes up against the football, but he hasn't been really consistent for the Packers. So getting him, it'd be a nice addition, but I don't think he'd be a game changer. So unless you're getting him for super cheap, like a seventh rounder, and you know it's a one-year rental, that's fine. But I don't think he'd be a game changer, no.
Alan Lazard.
No, absolutely not.
Boy, you really had to think about that one. That was tough for you there, Chris.
No, Alan Lazard has had his time. I think that would be a clearly to appease Aaron Rodgers type of move, and I think the Steelers should be focused on getting receivers that actually will complement them.
Terry McLaurin, absent for the start of Commanders voluntary OTAs, leading to some speculation that he could get moved. I mean, I think that guy would be a home run.
Now, that's the thing. If Terry McLaurin was somehow available, that would be like the top option that I would.
Yes.
If I'm the Steelers, I'm moving heaven and earth.
Yes.
Because I love Terry McLaurin at Ohio State.
Yes.
Like, when he was coming out, I was like, that's a guy. That's a dude. Like, you go get that guy. And then you look at what he did for the Commanders last year. Just not just the playmaking, but like the attitude he gave. He was part of the positive culture turn that finally got Washington to be a contender again. And that's why I do believe they are going to find a way to resign him. You look at the salary cap numbers that they had; it's ridiculous it'd be ridiculous if they did not find a way to keep him around. But and plus, it also think that he's like, I got Jaden Daniels. Why would I move away from that? So I do believe they're going to sign him at the end of the day. But if there is any way Omar Khan can get him at the outside of giving up a first round pick, I would seriously consider it, because if you put McLaurin and Metcalf next to each other, and not even just for this year, but for next year when you draft that rookie quarterback, you now have a very interesting wide receiver tandem, because McLaurin is that route runner. He is that guy, and he also makes tons of plays. That becomes a really good wide receiver tandem. Your offensive line that you've invested in through draft picks is going to be developing. You've got Caleb Johnson, maybe Jaylen Warren, and then you have the rookie quarterback that you're really confident in. That's a system that you could get really excited about. So, yes, you're right, Adam. Terry McLaurin, home run pick. If they could get him, that would be the guy that I think all Steelers fans should cheer about.
I just stopped listening after I hear, you're right, Adam. Chris, we don't have time for a full discussion on this, but as it sits right now on May 30th, who's your favorite quarterback that's going to come out in the draft?
Lenore Sellers.
Yeah.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
I like, just because he made several plays in clutch moments, and he's the right size, and he has a good arm, and he has good athleticism. He puts it all together. He can hit the deep ball pretty well. He needs to show it more consistently in 2025, but I also think that because of how other guys are ranked and talked about, he won't be the first guy off the board. He might be the second or third guy off the board, but he might end up being like the Ben Roethlisberger of his draft, where he ends up being the best one. So
yeah, I hate to put this on the young man, but I hope he has a so-so year, because I would love for him to be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Yes.
It, If he is a person that I'm keeping close eyes on, if he keeps the tools that I see him developing and they keep taking good progress, that's the guy like Terry McLaurin. Move heaven and earth. Move heaven, earth, and hell for Lenore Sellers, in my opinion.
Someone say something about Dan Zangrilli.
All right. Thank you for your time, Chris. Appreciate it as always, man. Great stuff.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Carter, Post-Gazette. When we come back, something he said about Roman Wilson, I want to react to. And real quick, I think if Rodgers is here, you're going to see Mason play at some point this season. I don't think Rodgers can play all 17 games.
Really?
He's an elderly man.
Yeah, I think that he'll be all right.
Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Buck goes back in action tonight. Noah Hiles going to join us to talk about the emergence of one Henry Davis and more at 8:35. 5:35 his time out there in San Diego.
Early.
I texted him yesterday and asked if he just wants to come on every Friday at 8:35. Because I've been going week to week. I never asked him.
Oh, I thought you initially were like, hey.
No.
Okay.
I text him every week. I'm like, hey, Friday, 8:35. Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. Sure. Yeah, sure. So now it's official. He'll be on every Friday at 8:35.
Okay.
Which is pretty much what it was anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Noah Hiles coming up at the bottom of the hour. Jason Mackey joins from 9 o'clock until 10. And we've got things you don't know, things you don't care to know, but they're sports related, coming up in that 9 o'clock segment. We had Carter on in the previous segment, and he said that the quality of wide receiver
the Steelers may well end up getting in a trade or free agency is going to hinge upon how Roman Wilson looks in OTAs and minicamp. And that may well be true. That might be what he's hearing. Like, hey, get a depth piece. If Roman Wilson looks really good, if Calvin Austin looks really good, get a depth piece. They shouldn't let it affect it, man.
No.
Get the best possible weapon you can get, and then fold in Roman Wilson from there. There'd be nothing better than Roman Wilson looking like he could be a potential number two for this team. But you can't count on it.
You don't find that stuff out until the games are played. And
yeah,
not just one game, multiple games. You find out if you have a guy that could be a starter for you at that position. So take that out of it and get a guy that's been proven throughout years and years of playing receiver, and then see what Roman Wilson can, you know, how he could fill in moving up the ladder of being a part of the offense.
And he gave a great technical breakdown of Roman Wilson, and you were shaking your head. I mean, two football guys talking. That's great that Roman Wilson looks like he gets it.
And that's actually bad, in my opinion, but go ahead.
Oh, why? Tell me.
Well, I mean, he shouldn't have to. I mean, those fine-tuned skills and things that he looks better at, like, that's things that you should automatically have coming out of college.
It should have been day one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, getting in and out of breaks and staying low, like, that's stuff you learn freshman year of college. So that's actually worrisome that's like, oh, he looks better getting out of breaks and, you know, sinking his hips. Like, whoa.
He wasn't sinking the hips enough.
Like, last year he wasn't doing that. He should have been doing that sophomore year of college.
Oh. All right, well, either way, get Amari Cooper.
Did I ruin what you were about to say?
No, I was going to say, like, him improving is a good thing for him, for the team. Hooray. But I don't know what he can do with pads on.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a big deal. He has not participated in a Steelers training camp yet. So I hope things work out well for him. I loved what I saw out of him at Michigan. We've had this conversation a million times. Loved it. Hard nose. People say he's small. He's not small. He's Antonio Brown's size. He's 5'11", like 185. He's thick. He ran actually a good 40. Like, I like Roman Wilson. But I'm not going to go into week one and be in the same position I was in last year. It's just a different makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's Van Jefferson. It's Calvin Austin III. It's Ben Skowronek. It's Scotty Miller. You can change the names, but you've got one bona fide guy. And I think Calvin Austin has cut out a nice role for him. Like, this is an NFL wide receiver. He had over 500 yards. He's a fine player. He's going to play in the league, I think, for a decent amount of time. Maybe he takes a jump even this year. I don't know. I'm not going to a place where DK Metcalf goes down and I can't win a game then.
Right.
That's what happened with George Pickens. He gets hurt. Oh, whoa, we forgot how to offense.
Yep.
Can't have that happen. So regardless of how good this guy looks right now, it should not change the quality of wide receiver that you're attempting to bring in. And my God, if it were Terry McLaurin, I would just celebrate in the streets.
Oh, yeah, like that's franchise changing.
I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Well, I mean, they have Deebo Samuel, too.
Yes.
So kind of playing that game. Like, oh, hey, you know, you don't want to get something done right now? You don't want to show up? We have a guy. We just acquired a guy.
Oh, I get it. Spot. I get it from his perspective. I'd pay him if I were them.
Yeah, I'd pay him, but I think that they're playing the game like, look, we have Deebo. We don't need to pay you right now. We got somebody.
Come
to
back,
your
do
spot.
It again.
Yeah.
Kind of playing chicken with him.
Yep.
I wouldn't want to mess anything up from what happened last year, take a step forward this year with Deebo Samuel. I mean, they're going to be one of the favorites right now in the NFL. All right, Buccos back in action tonight. Is this just a couple of hot weeks for Henry Davis? Or has he turned a corner? We'll get into that with Noah when we come back. It's because Joey Bart's hurt. He might get some more playing time. And the injury report, Doran, look at what I did there, is brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Swinging a liner pass short into left, base hit. First pitch swinging again. Henry Davis with an RBI single. 1-0 Pirates.
Don't look now, but Henry Davis swinging that thing. Playing a good defensive catcher. Now the bat's coming through. John Wehner told us the approach has changed for Henry Davis. Hit a homer in game two of that series against Arizona. And a double as well. Won the opposite way. He hit it 410 feet. To the big part of the ballpark, as they say, Doran. Mm. Is this just a hot Henry Davis, or can Henry Davis be this more consistently? Do we have Noah Hyles yet? We do not. Harry told me this would happen. He said, you broke early in the last segment. Yeah, I wanted to get to Noah early. And he said, well, Noah's going to wind up connecting late because it's 5:35 out there in San Diego.
True.
And I don't like it when Harry's right, but Harry, in this instance, is right.
Have you ever been to San Diego?
I have not. Have you?
Yes.
Isn't it supposed to be?
Yes.
As nice as it gets.
It's as nice as it gets. Probably the nicest city in the country.
Isn't it just 72 and sunny all the time?
Perfect every day. Food's great. By the water, I mean it. Like it, literally perfect. Only thing that's bad is probably the taxes and how expensive it is.
If I'm living out there, I'm probably not worried about the taxes.
Exactly. But it is literally the nicest place in our country.
I applied for a job out there. For a show, this was 5 or 6 years ago. They never got back to me.
No?
No.
You might not be the flavor that they're looking for.
I think you got to be a pretty person. And I think I'm not going to speak for you. I think people watch our YouTube stream and they look at me and they're like, okay, it's not repulsive.
You're a Pittsburgh guy.
I'm a Pittsburgh guy. I go out there, people be like holding their nose walking past me on the street.
Yeah.
It was like when I was in Miami. We were talking about Sweden before the show.
Yeah.
Where every dude's like 6'4 and everyone's in shape. I would be a 3. Or a 2. Out in Sweden. You can text us and get in on this wonderful conversation brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. What happened, Harry? What's going on back there? Take the people behind the scenes. Oh, we got Noah Hyles.
Noah's here.
Good morning, Noah. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm well, fellas. How are you?
What's that hat?
Go New York, go New York, go.
You believe in still? You think they got it? He's a Knicks fan. It's a Knicks hat.
Knicks and seven.
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of people pulling for the Knicks. I am.
I'm pulling for the Knicks.
I didn't grow up a Knicks fan. I mean, I like Patrick Ewing. I like the colors. Like
Deuce McBride, baby. Let's go. My Mountaineer.
I've been pulling for the Knicks all year. I think it's Jalen Brunson and the style of basketball and Josh Hart, the Villanova guys. And then you add Carl Anthony Towns. I feel like that they all play gritty. They play hard and they play basketball like they're, you know, in college.
Junkyard dogs.
Yes. I'm pulling for the Knicks, man.
Yeah, they're the antithesis of what NBA haters think the NBA is. Mm-hmm. They treat the regular season like it matters. They play hard. They defend. They play team basketball. They're just fun. They shoot mid-range jumpers. They rebound. They're an awesome team to watch. I get so much enjoyment from watching them, which is a rare thing to say as a Knicks fan.
All right, on to the Pirates now. Henry Davis, hot or turning a corner? What do you think?
I'll say hot for now, just because it's only been a couple of weeks. But it feels like this could very well be him turning a corner. I saw a lot that I liked from Davis in spring. And every time that I would say, like, I see a little bit of a different player, people would kind of roll their eyes and say, oh, you know what, you just have the Bradenton flu or whatever. But really, I mean, this is the first consistent playing time this guy's got. It was easy to say, oh, he's the same player when he's playing once a week. It's hard for anyone to kind of find a rhythm in that situation. But ever since he's been getting multiple starts a week, and now will probably be their primary catcher, he's been hitting the ball well. He's also probably established himself as the best defensive catcher in the org. So he's really come along on both areas of the game. And I think this is the time now for the Pirates to really figure out what they have with Henry Davis. I think just looking at where they are in the standings, what's the priority? The priority should be finding out what you have for 2026. And if you can figure out that Henry Davis can be your everyday catcher, that he can be a productive bat at the plate, in addition to doing what he can do behind the plate as a defender, that's a huge, huge silver lining to take away from what's been a tough year overall.
No, is it true that Adam Frazier tinkered with Henry Davis at the plate and showed him some things and kind of fine-tuned his skills?
That's what Henry said a couple days ago, that just Frazier showed him a drill. Because Henry's problem was that he was always pulling the ball, right?
You don't say.
He could never hit the – yeah. He could never hit the ball anywhere except right down the left field line. So just Adam Frazier, I think the narrative that Adam Frazier fixed Henry Davis might be a little bit blown out of proportion. But I do think that, you know, this is a case where a veteran player came in, showed a young struggling player a drill, saying, hey, I've had a great career defined by being able to kind of hit the ball where I want it to go. Here's a drill that I work on, and it's basically setting up a ball on a tee on the inner half of the plate and working on hitting it up the middle, hitting it to the other side. That way, when you can get better control of your barrel, you can kind of take the pitch where it needs to go rather than what Henry was doing and just pulling it everywhere. That way, when you actually do get a pitch on the inside half of the plate, you're not hitting it 380 feet in the upper deck in foul territory. You can actually hit it in fair territory, and it can result in runs. So, yeah, Adam Frazier did teach him a drill that made him better. But like I said, I wouldn't say that, you know, Adam Frazier fixed Henry Davis. He certainly helped, though.
Do you think that they could platoon, when he's healthy, Joey Bart at first base with Spencer Horwitz? I mean, Joey Bart does really well against left-handed pitching. Spencer Horwitz, yeah, I think, can really handle the stick, particularly against right-handed pitching. Do you think that could make some sense?
On paper, yeah. I mean, didn't we just do the whole try a whole bunch of guys at first base experiment? Try a whole bunch of guys at first base who've never played first base experiment?
Yeah, but that bothered me because they were still alive in contending for something, because mathematically it was almost impossible not to be. And now I mean, play anybody at first. Play everybody at first. Give it a shot.
I think you owe Spencer Horwitz an opportunity to get as many reps as possible there just because of the investment that you made in him this offseason. And the fact that he missed the first 2 months of the season, I think he should get as many at-bats as possible. And also, you got to figure, you got to get Endy some playing time as well. And maybe that's the way you get Endy on the field as a switch hitter. He could play against lefties at first base. I know the idea of Endy playing any more time at first base doesn't necessarily sit well for some Pirates fans. But, I mean, the guy has at least played the position where Joey Bart, not a great defender behind the plate, and now you're going to toss out the idea of him playing an entirely new position mid-season. If it was something that they had him working on throughout spring training or even in the off-season, I'd be all for it. That's probably something they should have had him doing all the off-season and spring training. But I don't know. I just don't see it making sense. I mean, it makes sense, like I said, on paper, but I don't think it would go very well.
When the hell is Nick Gonzalez coming back?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I think he still has at least a couple more days on his rehab assignment. And I know that some of that rehab assignment was a little bit delayed because he got hit in the hand by a pitch.
Oh, for God's sakes.
He's fine. But it's ironic that when we get the injury update every Wednesday, that for a guy who broke his ankle hitting a home run, they're like, all right, well, before we talk about the ankle, he did get hit in the hand. And we're like, you got to be kidding me. But he's playing in AAA. I would imagine that he's back sometime in the next week or so. But I don't have that date. That every rehab assignment, you only get 20 days. So I don't have the day in front of me of when it started. So he still has some time.
It's also 5:44 a.m. your time out there in San Diego. Yes. I saw a piece.
But do I sound tired? I've tried not to sound tired in this hit. Oh, come on, guys.
Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic wrote that Pirates O'Neal Cruz is already a StatCast legend. Can the rest of his game catch up? What am I missing here? He's on pace for 30 homers. He's on pace for 50 steals. And don't look now, he doesn't suck in center field. I kind of feel like that piece is doing a disservice to O'Neal Cruz. If you hit 30 and steal 50 and you're playing average center field, I think you've arrived.
In most cases, I would agree with that. However, O'Neal Cruz is a guy where I don't even think that's close to reaching his potential, even those numbers that you said. And I don't know if that's necessarily fair. I mean, how many people in the world can you say, yeah, 30 and 50? Still not good enough with your talent.
Right.
But he's a guy where that kind of applies to, crazily enough. He's someone, and I wrote this in my mailbag yesterday. It's just how many players have had the expectation to be the absolute best player on their team from the moment they arrived in the major leagues? That's been the expectation for him. And there's been frustration connected to him because you look at him and you wonder, why aren't you in the same conversation as Soto, as Betts, as Otani, as all of these guys, because you're just as athletic, if not more athletic than them. You do things that, you know, even Aaron Judge can't do. And he's just not doing it as consistently yet. And I think the big holdback right now is, it seems like, yes, there's last year it was two steps forward, one step back. This season it's three steps forward, one step back. I think we're just all waiting to see he just takes three steps forward.
Maybe Adam Frazier could show him something.
Maybe.
Noah, appreciate your time. Have fun out there in beautiful San Diego, and go Knicks.
Go Knicks. I'm sorry I came off tired today, guys. That's going to bother me for the rest of the day.
Yeah, don't do it again.
Take a nap.
Don't do it again.
All right.
Goodbye, Noah.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Deuce sounded tired when we talked to him at 7.
Yeah, he's doing more than Noah is. I mean,
how about you getting right to the point? When the hell are we seeing Nick Gonzalez?
I mean, honestly,
like, you were trying to get some, like, state secret out of him.
I feel like we don't talk about him that much, and I feel like he's a missing piece.
The missing link.
It might be nice to see him in the lineup. I mean, he broke his ankle. I mean,
Well, forever ago.
Yeah, that don't take that long to heal.
Well, the hand now, too.
The hand?
Which I didn't know about the hand. That sucks. That's pirate luck right there. Ankle's fine, but I did hurt my hamate bone. Real quick, Henry Davis's numbers are darn near identical right now to Joey Bart's. Mm. OPS, Joey Bart, 655. Henry Davis, 652. And Henry Davis only hit for two friggin' weeks. Joey Bart kind of having a slump here. Like a sophomore season with the Pirates slump. I know.
I anticipated that.
On base percentage, good. He's getting on base. Where the hell did the power go for this guy? He's got one homer. Henry Davis has out-homered him with two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what happened?
Yeah.
The reason I was talking about him at first is because I just want Henry to stay in the lineup.
Well, he's going to have a great opportunity. What is he on? 7 days?
Yeah,
7 days?
He got that concussion.
The concussion for 7 days. I mean, it's a great opportunity if he continues. And I know Skeens is going to be pulling for him.
Even when Bart comes back, you just got to keep playing Henry. It's so important to figure that out the rest of the way.
Is it? I mean, you have a 1-2 guy and a 1-1 guy.
Yeah.
Essentially.
That's why I want to see Joey Bart at first. And what's the big deal? You lose a few games because you can't squeeze the ball? Like, all right. Who cares? You've lost a lot of games.
Put him at DH.
Well, then there's an interesting Andrew McCutchen conversation.
Well, it is what it is.
They can't be placating to him.
Right.
Kutch isn't going to be here next year. Both those guys can and should be. So whether it's DH, first base, whatever, at least Joey Bart gets on base.
Put him in right field.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine Joey Bart in right field?
He's got to be the slowest player on the team,
who
right?
Who couldn't play right field for the Pirates? Like, who would be the worst right fielder that isn't an outfielder? Bednar?
A lot of the time, these relievers, they shag fly balls in batting practice. They actually look really good doing it.
I mean, I'm sure Bednar played outfield at some point in his life.
He's a portly chap, you know? Yeah. I think that's what you're doing there. You're just making fun of his size.
He's not fat. He's
I said portly.
He's burly.
Big boned. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Jason Mackey set to join us in the 9 o'clock hour for the entire 9 o'clock hour. He tweeted last night, Bubba Chandler scheduled to start tomorrow for AAA Indianapolis. Pirates have Keller, Falter, Heaney in San Diego. Would put Mike Burrows' spot Tuesday at home versus Houston. Off days today and Monday could easily rework it to Skeens, Keller, Chandler.
Ooh.
So we could have help on the way.
Ooh.
But is it a good idea right now?
Sure. Why not?
Super 2 deadline.
Whatever.
We'll get into that a little bit with Jason Mackey. Plus the Steelers back in on significant playmaker watch. I feel like we've been in significant playmaker watch now for 2 years.
2 years.
2 years.
Yes.
And you get DK Metcalf and you're still back on significant player watch.
Because you get rid of players and you need more players to come in.
That's right. So Mackey's going to join us for 9 o'clock until 10. We got a lot to get into. I did want to pause and go back to the question I asked Noah about that piece in The Athletic on O'Neal Cruz. And I understand what Noah's saying. Like, for a guy to be on pace for 30 homers and 50 steals and to think he could still do more tells you just how talented the individual is. But this idea that he hasn't arrived, I think, is nonsense.
I don't think he's arrived yet.
I mean, he may well get better, but if this is all he is, I'm going to throw all he is in quotes. You've had six players in the history of the sport have a 40-40 season. He could do that this year.
Yeah, but whenever you arrive, in my sports definition of arrive, is you really never arrive. But if you arrive in sports, it's do you do it consistently, not just one time, or not just a portion of a season, not just the second half of a season, not just a third of a season. Like,
stop with the fractions.
If he's arrived, you know, we'll talk about it this time next year. If he is continuing to do what he's doing, then I'd be like, yeah, he's probably arrived. Because he can go backwards at some point in July. And then
sure.
What?
Okay, but at the end of the year, if he's a 40-40 guy.
He's not arrived.
Yes, he has.
No.
Only six guys have ever done that. Of course he's arrived.
Arrived for 1 year. Do it consistently.
So you got to do 40-40 every year to
Skeens
arrive?
Skeens has arrived.
Well, Skeens is a freaking unicorn.
What do you mean? They're basically the same.
They're not the same.
positionally? Like, I mean, what we're looking to get out of each player?
Is Skeens, I got to rephrase it. Is O'Neill Cruz as talented a hitter as Skeens is a pitcher?
He's as talented of a player as Skeens is a pitcher, as an athlete.
Man, he is.
He has a lot of, I mean, how much more room, he has more room to grow than I think Skeens does.
He's a Hall of Fame talent. I'm not going to deny that with O'Neill Cruz. He's definitely a Hall of Fame talent. Paul Skeens might be best pitcher of all time talent.
Okay.
And that, my friend, is how we split some hairs.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jason Mackey going to join us. Coming up next, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 66, low of 54, 85% chance of rain. San Diego, 2 degrees the high, 72 degrees the low. It's going to be 72 degrees.
Where the hell is Nick Gonzalez?
Where the hell is Nick Gonzalez? It's Fan Morning Show.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.